Juneau's legislators say they're committed to working together to address impacts to the city from last year's vetoes.
We're still looking at education. We're looking at funding the ferry system. We're looking at anything with mental health issues.
That's Mayor Beth Weldon. Of the many state budget vetoes last year, the biggest impact for Juneau was $3.7 million in school bond debt reimbursement, money the city used to get from the state.
The state is not living up to their obligations as far as school bond debt, but I don't see any changes this session.
Despite that, she says she came away from the meeting with lawmakers feeling encouraged. Education funding is an annual priority for Juneau, but last-minute cuts and delays at the state level in recent years have made it difficult for school districts to budget. Representative Andy Story is a former Juneau school board member. She plans to introduce a bill this session that would put $30 million that was outside the state's education funding formula last year back in so that districts can better plan ahead.
It's dollars school districts can count on, and it's inflation-proofing that amount, so it brings some certainty.
Story is a member of the Alaska House of Representatives Majority Coalition. After getting off to a slow start last year in the House, Story says the coalition hopes to expedite this year's budget process.
In fact, we are already going to have budget subcommittee meetings starting first week of session.
Another ongoing concern is capital creep, the slow but steady migration of state jobs out of Juneau to other parts of the state. Last year, the delegation sent letters to state commissioners asking for a heads up whenever they plan to eliminate positions in Juneau or move them elsewhere.
The administration has great latitude in where they place a job or how they move a job around.
That's Representative Sarah Hannon. According to the Juneau Economic Development Council, government jobs have been on the decline for 8 years straight. Hannon says many of those jobs seem to be going to Anchorage and the Mat-Su.
There's some focus that concentrating them all in Anchorage better serves Alaska, but we don't see any cost-benefit analysis being done that used to be required.
As for the proposed ballot initiative to move legislative meetings to Anchorage, Hannon says she hasn't heard much about it since the organizers got approval to start collecting signatures last year. The initiative has until the start of session on Tuesday to turn in the signatures necessary to get it on this year's ballot. In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.